Timmons, Tristan Ashishkish is urging indigenous communities and allies to blockade highways, railways, and fisheries as a way to oppose two controversial resource development bills. Ashishkish arrived in Toronto last week after he and a small group of protesters walked 700 kilometers from Timmins. An August 8 rally at Queen's Park, attended by more than 80 supporters, capped a three-week trek that began July 15 as a peaceful protest against Ontario's Bill 5 and the federal Bill C-5. "This is a time in history where we can make a change," Ashishkish told supporters at the rally. "We do this for the land we love, the water we love, the air that gives us breath." He urged Indigenous communities and allies to escalate protests against Ontario's Bill 5 and the federal Bill C-5. "Calling on them to change. Calling on them to have a turning point in history, to walk with us and be an example for the world. To show the world that a government and Indigenous people can work together," he told the crowd. "But more and more, we're getting steamrolled. I'm doing a call out. A call out to the chiefs across Canada. A call out to the warrior societies. Go, blockade the highways, blockade the railways, wherever there's any kind of fishing, go and blockade it. Do it in a peaceful way. Stand your ground, have your voice heard, do not be silenced anymore." Ashishkish, who resigned as executive director of the Ojibwe Cree Cultural Center, completed the walk with Sage Ayatale and Todd Spence. Craig Kustachin also began the trek but withdrew after a doctor warned him of serious health risks from the physical strain. The Queen's Park rally was organized in partnership with Youth Rising Together and Okinivik. The day featured ceremony, song, and education, with attendees including Mushkigowuk Council Grand Chief Leo Friday, Deputy Grand Chief Amos Wesley, and Chief Sylvia Kustachin Metatawabin of Attawapiskat First Nation. Ontario Green Party members and supporters, as well as representatives from Garden River First Nation, were also present. See, First Nation group nearing end of 700 km protest walk to Toronto. Related. Positive change, protesters walking to send message to governments. The two pieces of legislation have drawn sharp criticism from Indigenous leaders and environmental advocates. Bill C-5. The One Canada Economy Act gives the federal cabinet the power to fast-track approvals for major projects, such as mines, ports, and pipelines, considered to be in the national interest, bypassing existing laws. Ontario's Bill 5, the Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act, similarly allows the provincial cabinet to override provincial and municipal laws by designating special economic zones. The group's journey from Timmins to Toronto covered hundreds of kilometers over more than 3 weeks, with supporters joining at various points along the route. For Ashishkish, it was as much a spiritual undertaking as a political statement, a way to bring attention to issues they believe governments are trying to push through quietly. While the August 8 rally marked the end of the walk, Ashishkish told Timmins today it was only the beginning of a broader movement to resist the bills. His speech called for coordinated, peaceful but disruptive actions that, he said, the Ontario and federal governments won't be able to ignore.